Tracy, there was a point in your life, still early on, when your dad was dying, that you did you went and sold drugs on the streets. But you write that you weren't a very good drug dealer. Why and what did that experience
thank
do for
God
you?
Thank God I wasn't a good drug dealer. And thank God I never wanted to make a career out of it. Thank God.
What did that experience do for you as a comic?
It taught me how to hustle. Taught me how to stay on my grind in the streets of New York. And I still apply the same business principles to show business. It's all supply and demand. You know? It's all supply and demand. Now my drug is not crack. Now my drug is comedy. The more funny, the more money.
Do you feel like your job is a hustle?
Hustle means you're on a field. Well, you're on a basketball court. You got to hustle.
Yeah.
You got to get back on defense. Hustling means you got to stay up at night writing jokes. You got to stay up. You got to hustle out there to get the material, to observe what's going on.
You feel like you still have to hustle that in showbiz, too.
Yeah, to watch people. The early bird gets the worm. I got to stay ahead of the game. I got to hustle. I can't be with the game. Michael Jordan was he was the best because he hustled the hardest on the court. And he was the smartest, always on the court, had a high basketball IQ. When I'm on a stage, I want to have a high I want to have a high comedy IQ.
I got you.
That means I got to hustle. I got to read. I got to watch TV. I got to study. I got to study Richard Pryor. I got to study Martin. I got to study Sansa. I got to study Chris Rock. I got to get my hustle on.
I got you.
And that's how intense it is with me. Big meant nothing to Michael Jackson. Bigger meant something to Michael Jackson. But biggest meant everything. And that's what he became, the biggest.
Do you want to be the biggest?
I want to be the biggest of my generation. Of my generation. Of my pack. I'm always going to pay homage to the people who came before me. Because without them, without Lenny Bruce going to jail for freedom of speech, I wouldn't be able to get up on stage and say what I say. I wasn't born doing jokes. No, I lived a life. I went through things. Unfortunately, Lord knows I've made my mistakes. And people think it's like crazy just to speak on it. No. I'm telling my story. E! Hollywood Stories is not telling my story. I told my story. And that's all I did.